to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm here with Coach Valerie and I am Coach Caroline. Coach Valerie, you were talking recently about an article you read about Jeff Galloway. You want to kind of fill our listeners into it?
Yeah. Well, it was funny because I like reading what's going on and everything else. And it's been now, I ran my first marathon 25 years ago. And it was a very small community back then. And I didn't really know anything about marathons. I just, a friend of mine said, let's go run one. And we did. And as you start to get into training, his method back then was called the Galloway method.
Right.
And he was one of the first people that I'd seen that said, it's okay to walk. So he had this method where you run a minute, walk a minute, and then you try to run 2 minutes. Anyway, the idea was to build up your run volume, but let yourself walk.
Little side note before you finish that. There was one of my coaches before I met you, met a woman doing 100 miler doing the run minute, walk a minute. 100 miles she did that.
Yeah.
I thought that was crazy. Go on though. So anyway.
Well, that's okay. Well, anyway, when you read the book, if you actually go through the Galloway method, and this was 20 plus years ago.
Yeah.
The idea was you build up the run volume. So then you walk, your minutes get to be long, like you run, I think eventually it was like run a mile, walk a minute, but start with 1 minute, just to get to be able to run.
Right.
And back then, a lot of people, you would hear it during marathons, like their watch would beep to walk the 1 minute. Right. And even back then I thought, I don't want to schedule a walk break, and I always thought if I need to walk, I'll just walk. However, it was great for him to open the community to that mindset, honestly. So I had to laugh this morning because I saw this article and it said this new thing is called Jeffing. And it had a picture of him. And I thought, well, that's not new. He's like 80 years old.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how old he is, but he is definitely older. And anyway, it was an article about him. And what's happened is there's like a new generation of runners or younger runners. And it's the same idea that they want this. I want to say it's like they want the okay to
walk. Permission.
It kind of gives you that. So they're calling it Jeffing. Like I'm Jeffing a marathon, which in their mind, it means I'm not really running, right? Because I'm going to run and walk. Well, the best part of the article I had to say was he now says, or at least in this article, he said that they have found that kind of the magic number is 30 seconds. Like if a runner will break for 30 seconds, it really rests the body and rests the heart. And he ended up actually having a heart condition that the doctor said that using the walk run method probably helped him, to save his life, if you will. He's fine now, but he said that what happens is your legs stay fresher and you kind of get a reset. So anyway, the point I was in my head thinking is, wow, it's 25 years later and people are still wondering, am I allowed to walk in a marathon? You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
And one of the things, when I very first started running marathons, I'd never even heard of a marathon. So we would walk the water stops and, like my first marathon, because I was like, I've never practiced drinking water while running before. And as you get more into marathons, you realize how much those kinds of things are necessary. But when I started running or when I started working with people running, I used to say, instead of scheduling a walk break, take it as needed. If you need to stop, right, stop. And then what we started doing, or I started doing with the RunnerX, is saying, stop, and then here's a way to reset.
Right.
So instead of just stopping and walking, let's stop and reset back into our run. And what's so neat is that when you start letting yourself do that, then what happens is your body resets also. So, your heart rate does go down. You kind of get a mental reset. But I realized is if you just stop when it gets hard and start walking, then you're not really going to get into the running, because every time you think it's time, You see what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If every time your heart rate goes up and it gets hard, you stop and start walking, you're not handling the run as well. So
right.
I'm more like, now, if you're at a point where I just, you know, you need to stop for a second, just give yourself that permission. Stop.
Right.
And then reset. And then what does reset mean?
Yeah.
Right.
I was just going to ask that, like the way when you say it to me, the way I always think of it with RunRx, it's kind of like resetting your posture. It's resetting, like, where's my head? Where's my hips? You know, get my elasticity, do a few hops, you know, on the ball of my feet to kind of reset. Are you thinking something more?
Well, no, but the funny part is, unless you've gone through our
right
training, you don't even know what I'm talking about. So this is what I wanted to say about the whole thing is, for one, I have nothing against walking and running. I think it's great. I mean, moving and running. And so we also, by the way, teach walking, like the movement of walking, the action of walking, which is not the same as running. And this is kind of what I wanted to get into also, is that if I just think that once it gets hard to run, I need to walk, then I'm not really maybe understanding where I am in my running. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you physically start walking and then go back into running? This is what's not talked about, mm-hmm. because walking for most people is completely different movement than running. So it's actually not easy to get the body back to running if you're not using the same movement that you want to use for the run in your walk.
Yeah.
And so I think of resetting. If I need to stop running because my heart rate's just too high, like I am just, oh my gosh, I am so winded. That's not usually what I see, by the way, but that's fine. Say in the beginning, you're really winded. Then I always say, well, then if you're that winded, just fully stop. Stand there for just a minute, get your heart rate down, right? And then mm-hmm. the reset is, for us anyway, it's called up to three. It's resetting back into the movement you need to be using for your movement. So for the movement for running, the action for running is pulling. And the action for walking, by the way, is also pulling. Right. So first, get back into your movement. Something happened that got you out of your movement. And you're right. We talk about, you said posture. Mm-hmm. And so, right. So we have a running pose that we teach, and we help people feel that you're in the correct pose. And eventually it just becomes part, you know, your, how you move. Right. But in the beginning, if I get out of breath or something starts to hurt and I stop, to me, resetting is putting yourself back in the position you need to be in for that movement, and then focusing on the action that you need to be doing. Right.
Right.
So like, yes, you said it right. But I'm laughing because for most people that wouldn't intuitively be thinking, let me do some ball foot hops.
Yeah, yeah.
That is
guys,
never...
Well, this is where I'm kind of saying that so that you guys go and find us on YouTube, find us on X, find us on Instagram, and see what we're talking about.
Right. Well, and you know, and the thing is like, I've been doing this for so long, teaching this for a long time, and I still see, and it's exciting to see the growth of running. I mean, it mm-hmm. is. It's like people are running and they're excited about running. And I'm like, no, it's still so not talked about.
Right.
Like, yes, running is hard, but running is so much better when you know how to run.
Right.
And the same with walking, right? If people are getting injured from running, it's, let's look at the running rather than, well, it's because I'm can't breathe, you know? So in
right.
the beginning, you can say it's my conditioning, right? But everybody mm-hmm. will get to a place where they can then continue running. So that's what I'm talking about. I love to tell people, we encourage you to walk and run. We encourage you
right.
to stop and reset, but we want you to think about really getting better at both running and walking. And the better
yeah.
you get and the more efficient you get, you probably will want to stop less. And if you do stop, great. You don't feel bad about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that,
and I think
that,
we've talked about this before, how it overall, you know, it has increased, you know, it's helped my posture in general. Like we've talked about this before, just walking down to go get the mail. You know, I live in the country, and so it's a good little, it's about 100 meters. So I always try to make sure, you know, how am I pulling? You know, and I'm not shuffling. Are my feet, you know, where are my feet? Where's my head? Where's my chest? You know, the things that we talk about within the running is also the same, like you said, the same movement with the walking. And I think we don't give enough attention to our, I'm saying posture, but it could be alignment. It could be where our head is in relationship to our center of our body and our feet, right?
Exactly. You know, without going too far off topic, I had to laugh. I actually posted this on X yesterday. I'm trying to get on there more. Somebody had posted, be careful runners, you might have a dead butt. And so anything with glutes,
butt?
A dead butt. Yeah. So I clicked on it. And it was several running coaches and physical therapists that they had cited. And they were all saying that's such a challenge. As soon as you sit down, your glutes, basically, they're holding your weight. Like you're sitting on them. They can't function properly. They're being mashed, you know?
Yeah.
And so
I guess you're right. Yeah.
So you're basically smashing your glutes. So they basically, they can't work, right? So then when you stand up, or you want to go running, but let's just say stand up, unless you, and I wish they had said the glutes are asleep, but whatever.
Yeah.
the idea is you've got to learn how to activate them, how to wake them up. And a lot of runners, unfortunately, they miss this part of posture, however you want to say, alignment.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they were just saying that if you start to realize that what you do during the day will help you so much in your run. I was so excited because that's what we teach people in week one is how to activate your glutes and how when you stand up using your glutes. And just like you were saying, even when you walk to the mailbox, you can throw in some glute walks, you can throw in some rib cage lifts, you can throw in things that will help you so much in your running. Right. And however, until you start feeling the benefits and how that does help you, it doesn't make sense. So kind of like I'll circle all the way back around that with walking and running, which is fantastic, guys. You know, again, go out for a run. If you need to walk, you walk. But what starts to happen is when you do all these side little things to help you, like glute walks, like working on your pulling action, then you'll find that even if you get fatigued and have to rest for a second, when you need to get back into the run, you know how to get back into it and how to continue. So whether I'm walking or running, I'm at least having those thoughts. Let me lift my chest up. Let me pull my foot or my knees bent. Let's do a few hops for elasticity. All these to-dos make life so much better when you're out there moving.
Absolutely. And guys, just to kind of wrap this up, because we like to kind of keep these short little segments. Maybe it's on your way walking to the mailbox. Maybe it's on your way to work. Maybe it's just driving to the store. When you listen to these, that's why I like to kind of keep them short. Go to our YouTube channel. Go to X. We're posting more on there. We're going to be starting to do some more stuff on YouTube, especially with some deeper dives into elasticity hops. And with that, dealing with your feet. And we get afraid to touch our feet. We talk about this a lot. Like really stretching your feet and stretching out those toes, you know, talking about shoes, talking about treadmills, talking about run walking, the self-care that goes into it. When you do have my back is tight or whatever, what are the different self-care products we use? But check us out, subscribe to our social channels. And if you have a question, leave a comment. Go ahead and email us at support@runnerx.fit. We'll take it up on a podcast or a deep dive on YouTube, or maybe even do an X thread on it and then share it within other parts of social media. So if you're not on X, you want to go to Instagram, you might find it as an Instagram reel or a carousel, and you'll be able to say, hey, I asked that question. We might even say, we heard this from a user. And we would love to have it because it just gives us more things to help you understand what we're trying to teach you. And if you do want to come into RunRx, go to runrx.fit. That's RUNRX.FIT and hit the big green work with RunRx button to find out the ways you can work with Valerie. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.